2 Kings, chapter 14. In the second year of Joash son of Joahaz king of Israel, Amaziah the son of Joash king of Judah began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, yet not like David his father, he did according to all that Joash his father had done. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, the people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. And it came to pass, as soon as the kingdom was established in his hand, that he slew his slaves who had slain the king his father. But the sons of the murderers he did not put to death, according to that which is written in the book of the law of Moses, as Yahweh commanded, saying, "The fathers will not be put to death for the sons, nor the sons be put to death for the fathers, but every man will die for his own sin." He slew of Edom in the Valley of Salt 10,000, and took Selah by war, and called the name of it Jokthiel, to this day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, "Come, let us look one another in the face." And Jehoash the king of Israel sent to Amaziah king of Judah, saying, "The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son as wife,' and there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon, and trod down the thistle. You have indeed struck Edom, and your heart has lifted you up, glory of it, and remain at home, for why should you meddle to your hurt, that you should fall, even you, and Judah with you?" But Amaziah would not hear. So Jehoash king of Israel went up, and he and Amaziah king of Judah looked one another in the face at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was put to the worse before Israel, and they fled every man to his tent. And Jehoash king of Israel took Amaziah king of Judah, the son of Jehoash the son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of Yahweh, and in the treasures of the king's house, the hostages also, and returned to Samaria. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash which he did, and his might, and how he fought with Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jehoash slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel, and Jeroboam his son reigned in his stead. And Amaziah the son of Joash king of Judah lived 15 years after the death of Jehoash son of Jehoahaz king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish, and slew him there. And they brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the place of his father Amaziah. He built Eleth, and restored it to Judah, after that the king slept with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amaziah the son of Joash king of Judah, Jeroboam the son of Joash king of Israel began to reign in Samaria, and reigned 41 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, he did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. He restored the border of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the sea of the Arabah, according to the word of Yahweh, the God of Israel, which he spoke by his slave Jonah the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was of Gath-hepher. For Yahweh saw the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter, for there was none shut up nor left at large, neither was there any helper for Israel. And Yahweh didn't say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam the son of Joash. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did, and his might, how he warred, and how he recovered Damascus, and Hamath, which had belonged to Judah, for Israel, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jeroboam slept with his fathers, even with the kings of Israel, and Zechariah his son reigned in his stead.